Well, I think we should bring on a Dr. Leah tip.
I know.
So let's do our health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you? What's our tip today?
It's on selenium. And are you getting enough selenium? Selenium's a mineral, and it's a trace mineral. It's actually in our multivitamins, but it's usually not at a high enough dose. And selenium is really good for our liver because it actually helps to make glutathione. Now, what in the world's that? Glutathione is actually a very powerful antioxidant, and it also has anti-inflammatory effects. So people with fibromyalgia or chronic pain, actually when increasing their glutathione is very helpful for that. It also helps convert T4, which is made by the thyroid, to T3. And T3 is the active form of thyroid, so it helps that conversion. It helps with your immune system, and it can also decrease your risk of developing diabetes. So there's a lot that selenium is helpful for, and most of us don't get enough. 200 micrograms a day. That's not milligrams, that's micrograms, or MCG. So 200 micrograms a day is a suggested dose. A little more than that won't hurt either. 5 or 6 Brazil nuts a day have about that much, although most people don't like Brazil nuts all that much. Those great big nuts.
Yes. But I don't know why. I'm not crazy about them.
I'm not even sure what they taste like, so
really?
I can't recall.
They're hard.
They're big, though. Like, if they're in a mixed nut container, they're big, and that's the one people always...
They always sift around those. Exactly.
You just sort of avoid them.
Well, then I don't avoid them.
They're the big ones in the mixed nuts.
Yeah.
They kind of, though, you know, as I get older, my taste for them has changed. They're sort of a milky, big flavor to them.
I was just going to say, so if I do that, I wouldn't have to take the supplement.
Right.
I would have 5 or 6. But I want to know how many calories is in one of those babies.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, it's like, you know, there's some good fats in it, of course. But
of course.
It's a lot of people just don't like nuts, so they can't have tree nuts, so they can't have those kind of things. And so taking the supplement is helpful. And it's actually a very inexpensive supplement. Like, a couple months worth is like $8, you know. It's cheap, and so it's something good to supplement your diet with.
So you can just go to any health food store and pick this up?
Yeah. Yeah, most seleniums out there are okay. You know, the thing that you mainly watch for with any type of supplement is that the fillers, you know, it should just be the selenium. It shouldn't be all a bunch of other stuff in there.
What about macadamia nuts? Do they have any selenium in them? Because they're sort of a crossover between Brazil nuts.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think they do.
Okay. I was just wondering.
They have lots of fat.
Yes, but it's good fat, isn't it? Macadamia nuts are good for you, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, all nuts actually in small amounts just because of the calorie and calorie count.
But they fill you up, Dr. Leah.
It goes back to the fact that it's real fat.
I'll bring some home for you.
Oh, you tease you. Are you going to bring me the chocolate-covered kind?
There you go. Chocolate-covered Mac nuts.
Those would be really good. Well, this is it's always a great tip. We really need to think about all these healthy things that we have to do every day. And it really is. There's so many things, Dr. Leah, that we have to do every day.
It's
such a balance. And I think being aware of it, you know, it's interesting. More and more shows are being based on how do we live to be 125 years old. And like Rochelle, this was quite funny. Rochelle says, well, we'll have to live on the street. We won't have any money if we're 125. Our retirement, all of our Social Security will be gone.
It'll be
bankrupt by then. So.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know. What's good? Do you want to live till 125, poorless and homeless? Or do you want to live till, you know, the ripe old age of 80?
And to live that long, you really can't eat any of the bad stuff.
That's right.
You know, you have
to eat all this Coca-Cola.
Right, you got to take care of yourself.
Got to take care of yourself.
You can't have too much sun, but you got to have some to eat your vitamin D. You can't do this.
It is really a difficult balance, I think, deciding how long do I want to live. And, you know, there's a lot of being talked about restricting your calorie intake and you'll live longer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it also depends. There's so many factors with our metabolism, our genetics. There's some guy that could smoke for 100 years and never get lung cancer. Another guy will smoke for 10 and have it.
Yes.
You know, so everybody's genetics and how they respond to things is different. And so there's never a cookbook way of here's what you should do and you'll live to 125, because everybody's different. And that's what I try and do is I try and modify everything with people, because everyone's reacts differently to it.
Well, these are very good tips, Dr. Leah. As always, we're very appreciative of every tip you give us. So give us your information so our listeners can contact you.
Oh, I like the music. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can always find me at chatwithwomen.com.
Perfect.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
You have a great day.
You too.